The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Investigators in Iowa do not believe that the body of a woman that was found in a rural area is that of missing University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. They confirmed that the body was found about an hour away from where 20-year-old Tibbetts went missing in Brooklyn, Iowa. But they feel confident that this is not the same woman. Molly has been missing since July 18th, and the reward for her safe return has just been announced. It's up to $260,000. And dozens of people dead in Indonesia, actually 90 people dead in Indonesia due to a strong earthquake. Magnitude 7-point quake hit the island of Lombok near Bali, killing around 90 people on Sunday. Disaster officials say hundreds more have been hurt.
I think John Legend and Chrissy Teigen were over there.
Yeah, she was
They're okay, but they've been putting out like, geez. So they were there. Yes. I mean, it's got to be one of the most beautiful destinations in the world. That area of the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that where the girl was hiking? The Papillion girl was hiking up there in the mountains and that earthquake started up there? I think it was. Same area. She got stuck up there and they had to be rescued. Sorry to add too depressing. Never mind.
Your story was
happy. It had a happy ending.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
She got rescued. Authorities detained 6 people suspected of using explosives-laden drones. Eesh. It was a failed assassination attempt on the Venezuelan president.
I'm surprised this hasn't happened before. Yeah.
So you always hear all this crazy stuff happening in Venezuela. He's not very popular. It's that Maduro. And he's given a speech, like a military parade.
Yes.
And these drones blow up in the sky. And you can tell people are like, is that part of the parade?
Like it's a.
And then once it hits everybody that that's not a part of the parade, everyone starts running. So I doubt he's going to be giving any speeches in public for a while.
What do you do?
Do you shoot it down? I mean, it's already a deal. The military is trying to deal with the different versions of if it's a bad drone. They try and scramble it, in theory.
Okay, all
so
right.
So whoever's controlling it loses control. The other theory is they have drones that have a net on it to catch a drone.
Oh, my God.
They literally, like, catch it out of the sky.
Yeah.
They've experimented with, like, hawks. That's a genuine
taking
term.
It down. Okay.
I wonder if we have like falcons or hawks around the White House. They've had to plan for this. If there's a drone headed towards something.
Well, that changes the game. I mean, think about that.
Yeah,
those drones can travel for miles.
They've been using it in Iraq. It's kind of been the proving ground of all those wars over there in Iraq where we've been fighting ISIS. The quote unquote good guys that we support, we use drones to fly over a. You know, look for insurgents.
Yeah.
But they have drones in the sky. So the new deal is you don't know who's or whose. And it's relative low tech is having a drone that can hold a grenade.
Okay.
Or a mortar shell.
And just drop it.
Yeah. Just drops it very simplistic, like World War I tactics. You remember those guys used to drop bombs with their hand out of a biplane?
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole new world, man.
It's a whole new world.
I mean,
it is. You're right.
The future of combat will probably be drones.
Just flying around. And
I mean, think about it.
Because you can program those
things.
Instead
of sending a soldier down the street, remember you, like all the war movies, somebody has to walk point, meaning somebody has to walk down and get shot at to draw out the enemy?
6 of them down the street.
Why would you ever send men when you got a drone?
Or RoboCop.
Or RoboCop.
That's after that. That's next.
But RoboCop was part man, part machine. Remember?
Right. But maybe we get like a Chappie type of deal where it's just a machine walking down the street. Hello, citizen.
So nice and nerdy.
Uh-huh. Till they realize that it goes through their scanning database and you're the suspect number one.
You have 30 seconds to comply.
Exactly. Suddenly Chappie goes from like, hey, citizen, to like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, that RoboCop, the original RoboCop was pretty good in that day, you know.
So
now it's
violent.
Different.
The scene where the actual guy who is the human part of the RoboCop gets caught in the crossfire, that drug deal. It's like that. I remember seeing that, and that was like the first time I'd seen that kind of violence.
So
I was
it's awful. Pretty violent when you get shot. Yeah. So the actor's name is Peter Weller.
And it was
so
good.
I took an acting class at Creighton. Not because I wanted to be an actor. I can't believe it was a elective, like a fun elective.
Yeah, that'd be cool, though, yeah.
And the drama teacher at Creighton, his college roommate was Peter Weller.
Oh, really?
So that was his...
His fame?
His touch with fame.
Oh, wow.
And there were posters...
Oh, weird.
...of RoboCop. So I remember kind of being like, really? Why are there posters of...
He's like, he signed them.
RoboCop.
Because he's my best friend.
In an acting class. And then the guy's like, you know, me and Pete... You guys want to hear a story about this one time, me and Pete? That was his roommate.
I remember kind of laughing.
All right. One of our greatest actors, Peter Weller.
Kilauea volcano has been spewing lava and molten rock since May, and now it faces a whole new threat. Hurricane Hector. It's a Category 3 storm, at least it was Sunday, and it's churning toward the Hawaiian Islands.
Please.
And that's like some Sharknado stuff. Like when a hurricane hits a volcano,
what happens?
I would think that the water's not going to be able to put out this volcano. There's no way. But it would emit so much steam into the atmosphere. I mean, I'm not a scientist.
I am not a scientist, but I play one.
Yes, on the radio. And people, I think we should be warned.
Yeah, so that should be interesting.
Just saying.
I know.
When is this supposed to happen?
This week.
This coming week.
It's going to go south of it, but they're going to get some nasty weather along the Hawaiian Islands.
Hey, why not?
But I guess Hector is the first hurricane that they've had this year in that area.
Okay.
So they're like, okay, reminding everybody, I know we've been so focused on volcano preparedness, but now let's not forget that it's still hurricane season in Hawaii. I'm sure they're just like, give me a break. This has just got to be.
You guys live in paradise.
Right.
And you've had awesome days for many a days.
It's very true. Very true. The woman who has led PepsiCo for the past 12 years is stepping down as CEO. They announced that Indra Nooyi is going to be leaving her post October 3rd. She's going to stay on as chairwoman of the board, but it's been over a decade that she has helmed the company and been very successful at doing it. She's been with the company for 24 years. Apple is pulling 5 of InfoWars 6 podcasts from iTunes for violating the company's hate speech guidelines. The casts, including War Room and The Alex Jones Show, have been taken down after pressure from activists. Jones, who, among other things, claimed that the elementary school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut.
Alex Jones, who's that crazy guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's always saying insane things, but, you know, it's freedom of speech.
His show was pulled last week from Spotify. They're also no longer searchable on Apple's podcast app. So this is just the latest of people dropping his content. Apple's podcast platform has like 50 billion all-time downloads.
There's like a documentary on Alex Jones you guys should watch. It's just funny, his stuff, because he sells products too.
Yeah.
And it's like, the guy's pretty successful. If only we were selling more stuff.
Yeah.
But he in the middle of the deal is all selling products and saying, go to my store and check this stuff out. And so he has a doctor, like a doctor who vets all of his products because he pushes, you know, weight loss and concentration, all those kind of drugs. But he really has a quote-unquote doctor, and it's this long-haired dude.
Oh, really? Just kind of sketchoid doctor?
Yeah, it was like, yeah, I totally vouch for these diet pills.
Oh, great.
I'm a doctor.
I got my degree somewhere overseas.
You see those bumper stickers, though? I mean, I've seen those in the past, those InfoWars.
Never knew
what they were. You'd see like a bumper sticker, InfoWars.
Mm-hmm.
On that's Alex Jones show.
Somehow he got onto my
He screams. Or
Facebook.
Have you seen him? He gets all fired up and he screams.
I had to unfollow. Like, I don't know how I was following it and why I would. But yeah, a little bit of a screamer.
He always looks like he is on the verge of like having an aneurysm. Like he gets himself so worked up and he's, you know, a heavier set guy. That whenever you watch him really get into a lather, you're like, your brain is just going to explode. Like I've watched him a couple of times, like his clips, and it's just, I'm like, you need to just breathe. Like your doctor must have you on every heart medication.
So he's probably on his own medications.
Oh yeah.
Remember, he's got a doctor on the staff.
Sure.
Oh, man.
Speaking of doctors, they're warning parents not to microwave their kids' food in plastic containers. The American Academy of Pediatrics is out with a report that says heating plastic in a microwave or washing plastic, including bottles in dishwashers, raises the chance of leaking dangerous chemicals.
What is it, those phthalates or whatever that come out?
Yeah, so they said the report, parents should avoid foods in packaging with recycling codes 3, 6, and 7.
So it's pretty safe to say not just parents, but everybody.
All of us.
Yeah,
yes.
Not just parents and kids, but okay. So the plastic ones that say, did you say safer microwave on the bottom?
They're telling you don't reheat. Like if you're firing up the kid's dinner, don't reheat it in plastic, put it in a glass container, throw it in, you can microwave it, but they're saying don't microwave in plastic and don't try to avoid putting your kid's plastic glasses or all that stuff in the dishwasher, like basically hand wash them.
Okay. It's why they also say leaving drinking water bottles in your car in the summer is bad.
Yeah, and then drinking
because it does the same thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That
right.
if you leave it in there, it cooks some of those same deals into that water and then you drink
then you
it.
Drink it up.
Drink
and,
it.
Okay.
Yeah. So glass or stainless steel packaging is always the better option if you can get it.
Honestly. Isn't it funny how we worry about some things that we get safe about, and then I'm sure there's other things we do every day that are totally bad.
Right.
Like if God or someone who knows everything is like, why do you pay attention to that? You also shouldn't be totally doing like 900 other things that you do every day that's totally killing you. But
right.
Yeah.
One thing at a time.
If you don't want to microwave your plastic.
It seems like even microwaving anything...
I've always been a freak about it.
Isn't your microwave still such a piece of magic?
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
I can cook popcorn in a couple minutes. I'm like, wow. Yeah.
I mean, that had to have blown our parents away when the microwave came out.
Oh, the first one when it came in and you could just reheat something. And they were still so boxy. I mean, the first microwaves were the size of a television. I mean, and
it was.
You know,
That's why people were kind of afraid of it. That they were like, no way.
My parents saved money and bought this thing and laid down those instructions right on a table and said, read this before you use it.
The microwave to cooking was like, it was almost like an iPhone moment, like a smartphone moment to cooking. Just a game changer.
Oh, the idea that, remember like how you could defrost?
You
know, you would forget to put, I mean, if mom forgot to put hamburger out on the counter before everybody left for school, I mean, dinner was going to be sketchy. Like you didn't know how you were going to get, and then all of a sudden, bing, magic, this thing can defrost now. You can not worry about it. Let the stress melt away. But it's a game changer. Having a microwave is definitely a luxury that we all take such for granted, I mean, because we've all had it for so long. So if you get an email from someone claiming to know that you're a visitor to porn sites, or maybe says that they have photos of you and they say that they'll share them with other people unless you pay up, breathe. Don't worry. The Better Business Bureau is warning about a new porn blackmail scam that's popping up in inboxes of email accounts all over the country.
You think that would be in your junk mail folder.
Right.
I mean, go to your junk mail folder. It's just like 90% sketchy.
Mine is so much scam. It's crazy.
If you were to believe the headlines, you might get nervous.
Right. So the sextortion scam is building because scammers have somehow gotten a hold of old but legitimate usernames and passwords that you may have used at one time. So by using the real passwords, sound convincing.
Okay.
Like they're coming to you and they're saying like, here's your account, here's your password, we have your information. And so you see that and you think, oh my gosh, it must be legit if they have this. And they're like, no, they're scammers, they've gotten this. It's, you know, they're trying to get you on the hook. And then what you do is you send them money and it's blackmail scheme.
But you're calling it what? Sextortion?
They called it sextortion.
Yeah, that's not going to stick.
The sextortion scam. That's how they're titling it.
Sextortion. Yeah, I'm with my junk file right now. It's just, I mean, I got a Russian lady saying I'm hot. You know,
that's
that
so
always
real.
Intrigues me. It's like, right. Come on, really?
So you know it's fake.
Yeah.
Oh,
ow. And Molly laughs.
No, I said ow.
But look at her. Her name is, what is her name? Oh, Lenara. Ooh, yay.
Totally legitimate.
Lenara from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's real?
She doesn't want anything. She just loves you for who you are, not where you live or how much money you make or how much you could possibly send her, even if it is a her still.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
All right, Taco Fest is over. Taco Fest through Mix-a-Lot. That was a fantastic time. It was Saturday. Everybody that came out and supported Taco Fest, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And if you didn't, you should have hung out, man.
No.
You should have come, because tickets were only $10.
Yep.
And
it was
there
fun.
Were some good bands. The Sublime cover band was really cool.
Yeah.
And this St. Louis band, the Dirty Mugs, were a really cool party band that went on before.
Yeah.
Mix, and then Mix-a-Lot, I think, surprised everybody. That guy's like...
You know what reminded me of?
He could still jam.
Oh, reminded me of old school Run DMC type era.
Because he looks like him.
Yes.
You forget that the look
fantastic.
Was just like Run DMC. That's what I was wondering at the time. I'm like, who wore that first? I'm like, I wonder if Mix-a-Lot was wearing that before those guys did. Because it's the exact look of old school Run DMC.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It's pretty sweet. I was talking to one of the manager guys of the whole thing, and he said that first year they've ever had Taco Fest, they had Vanilla Ice. And they had 15 people in their entourage that they had to take care of. And then they had, I think, Salt and Pepper or something like that. He goes, they had 30. And he goes, Sir Mix-a-Lot, he drove here. He doesn't want to fly. And he has 3 people. Those are the people on the stage. And wow. That's it. Low maintenance, all that stuff. Just the guy from the old school days. But God, Taco Fest was fun. It was one of those moments where, and I said that getting there, I'm like, because I got there a little bit late, I had a bunch of stuff going on, but we're there still for a good chunk of it. It was one of those moments where I was like, I know I'm going to feel like I should have gotten there a lot earlier. But yeah, everybody was hanging out, eating tacos, drinking beer. And that's the one thing that they were surprised at, that they underestimated, is the fact that how much we drink. In this area. Yeah. How much we drink. They kept running out of everything.
They ran out of margaritas. But getting more. So the margaritas were popular.
Yeah.
If you were having a margarita party in Council Bluffs on Saturday and you didn't get your supplies early, you were out.
We had them. Yeah.
I think they ran out of all the stores of like margarita mix or the lime juice and that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's the worst.
But Tom Hannafin's River's Edge Park is really
nice?
Pretty. They just keep developing and developing, developing, and it's got the greatest view of Omaha. Used to be Stir Cove, and it still is Stir Cove, but it's funny. You have to go over to Iowa to look back at Omaha and have it look good.
Oh, it looks fantastic, that skyline, for sure. But they're doing a lot there. I mean, they're building out there and everything, like you said, and developing the thing, and yeah, it's a good moment. But Taco Fest, hopefully we have it again next year, you know.
I mean, it's basically a music festival.
Yeah.
It's called Taco Fest, and yes, all the local taco vendors were there. And but mainly it's, you know, it's just a outdoor festival vibe.
That's it, a bunch of music, you know, music and bands and so next year.
Man, I went down the rabbit hole on social media of looking up that band Dirty Mugs, man. We were in love with the female singer. Everyone was in love with the band because they were beautiful people.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, this guy was just ripped. He had his shirt off. I walked up and I was like, I plan on taking my shirt off on stage, but I'm not doing that now.
It was like, imagine if you had a cover band where there was a female that was hotter than Pink, like a hotter, younger version of Pink.
Yeah.
And then the other singer was Tyrese.
Yeah.
And then the guitarist was, who's the guy that sings, Are You Gonna Go My Way?
Oh,
anyway. Come on.
I know you're talking about. Dude, they were fantastic for a cover band out of St. Louis. I was blown away by them.
Lenny Kravitz.
Okay.
The guitarist looked like Lenny Kravitz. And they just shredded as covers, doing covers.
Yeah.
The Dirty Mugs.
So
I think those
good guys
just added that female in the last handful of years.
I was thinking that maybe that one of those guys was dating her or something like that. They kind of looked that way. But they were cool. Cool people for sure. Jeff and I got up stage on stage and introduced Sir Mix-a-Lot.
But that was the thing. So
that
he,
was cool,
he
man.
Had no entourage, so he just walks up like right behind.
Oh, that's great.
Sir, you're Sir Mix-a-Lot. Hello, sir. Hello, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Hello.
Gets up there and just does it. But yeah, thanks everybody for showing up that you did. I know there's a lot of things going on this weekend, so it had to be kind of tough for a lot of people to pick and choose.
And then he had local girls get up there and dance during Babies Got Back.
I asked Marlene if she would.
And I wondered, I'm like,
She's like, no, thank you.
How many boyfriends in the audience are there, happy or mad? Like, are you mad at your girlfriend because she's up there shaking her butt?
Baby got back.
Gun, 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 gun. Because I'm looking at all those ladies, like, I'm wondering if they're all like, well, am I sure I wanted to do this? Because you're now the, you know, the turnaround. Yes. Stick it out.
Yeah. That's my gal.
It was good. It was good. Sir Mix-a-Lot, if he was to come to Stir, I think I would go to that show again. That show is really entertaining. And it's funny how many people are like, what is one hit? Oh my God, it's not even that. And his songs, he did a tribute to Kurt Cobain. I mean, it was just altogether great show. I was blown away by Sir Mix-a-Lot. Did you like him as much as me, Jeffy?
I thought it was a great show. But Party's just always so all in on everything. It was amazing.
I thought it was.
The greatest show ever.
I thought it was. This weekend, I'm going to a culture club at Stir.
I mean,
come on.
Wow. The bar is high.
Yes, it is. Come on with, man. Let's go to culture. There's tickets still available, by the way, if you want to get
is
some
your
really...
Thompson
Twins.
Childhood Party had a crush. It was a real story.
I was walking back to my car.
On who's the lead singer?
Boy George. But I thought it was a girl. Right. So I was walking back to the car, and one of the girls that was on stage happened to be walking with Wylene and I. And she's going to Culture Club, and she brought up that whole mess that I was in. But she's such a super fan that she's going also. So, yeah, it's going to be there. But it felt weird trying to explain my... Culture Club thing. I just seems like I have to go to this. Never seen Culture Club.
You have
Club.
To see it through.
You got
to
go.
I think
it's
you need
closure.
To. I think you need to meet Boy George. Just see it all the way through.
I hope you get it behind the scenes. That would be just.
I can see
absolutely perfect.
How that would
you
gotta work.
You got to see if you can get that.
Make that happen.
Yes, because like that would be just a moment.
Full circle.
Yes.
Watch me get all giddy. Start
I'm so excited.
Boy George is like, jeez. Slow it down. Get us some water. Mm-hmm. Spray him.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Channel 94.1.
938-9400. Celebrity News, what's up?
Demi Lovato broke her silence yesterday with a letter on social media to all of her fans and supporters. Thanking them for their support. It was last month, just a couple weeks ago, that Demi Lovato suffered from a near fatal overdose, a drug overdose. She'd been sober for 6 years, fell off the wagon and was having some issues. Now comes word that she's still hospitalized. She's been suffering some complications from the overdose, like fever and just having nausea and things like that. So she will be checking into rehab, but it's unclear which rehab facility she's going to be checking into. But she's 25. She said, I've learned that this is an illness, something that is not something that disappears or fades with time. So people sending her lots of good love. Robert Redford, after 60 years in the business, is hanging up his hat.
I didn't realize that guy's 81.
Yes. Timeless.
Wow.
Yeah. This will be his upcoming film, The Old Man and the Gun, will be Robert Redford's final acting job. He did an interview with Entertainment Weekly, and he says, never say never, but I pretty well concluded that this would be it for me in terms of acting. You know, he switched over to directing years ago, but, I mean, an actor is how a lot of people know him for, you know, his lots of work with one of his good friends, Paul Newman, who passed away, you know, some time ago. But yeah, this is going to be it. So
his big thing was, you remember Sundance Film Festival? That was Robert Redford.
Yes.
Okay. He started that thing.
Yeah. Adam Levine, he had to say, I'm sorry, but you know, not really, but he apologized to MTV after mistakenly accusing them of leaving Childish Gambino's This Is America video out of the nominations for the upcoming MTV Video Music Awards. He indeed got 7 nominations for that video. And so Adam Levine apparently got some bad intel and lit MTV up on social media saying that, you know, they were stupid for not having recognized the, you know, this video.
And they're like, we did.
Yes.
He's like, whoops.
oops. He's like, I still want MTV to mean something again, but I won't, but it won't ever. Bye. Okay. And so that was his initial thing when This Is America, he thought it had been snubbed. But then he said, so I guess MTV doesn't suck quite as badly as I had originally thought.
Yeah, I stand corrected. I'm sorry, MTV. Still hate you, though, but mostly.
I know.
I'm sorry. But mostly, I'm sorry. Still hate you,
I don't
though.
Know why he hates them so much, which I thought was interesting. Like, I was like, oh, I didn't realize he had this, like, ongoing battle with MTV. Jessica Lange coming back to American Horror Story. She had been off for the last few seasons, and now comes word that she will be reprising her role from the first season of American Horror Story, Murder House, which this upcoming 8th season of the hit series is going to be a crossover from season 1, which was Murder House, and then season 3's storyline, which was Coven.
So if you want to get caught up, you want to watch the first season and the third, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and then you'll understand how it's all going to come together. The show returns to FX September 12th. And FX also made the announcement that Chris Rock is going to be joining season 4 of Fargo. This is another one where every season's like a whole new storyline with all new characters. They've been able to pull in some pretty big names. Ewan McGregor was in last season. They've had Kirsten Dunst in the past. So now, Fargo's 4th season, Chris Rock is going to play a mob boss in the 1950s.
Man.
Something kind of different. So it'll be coming out sometime in 2019. And Star Trek is getting one of their captains back, Jean-Luc Picard, a.k.a. Sir Patrick Stewart. He is coming back to the iconic series. He's reprising his role. CBS All Access, they're rebooting a new series. It isn't The Next Generation. It's something along those lines.
You guys Star Wars nerds? Make it show. Number one, make it show.
That was probably my worst favorite Star Trek captain. And now it's, what's the guy with all the hair? It's kind of hard to just, I mean, there's him and then.
Are you talking about the new series? Because now there's like this whole reboot where it's Chris Pine is.
Okay, I've seen that.
He's Captain Kirk. You know, I mean, it's like a whole new generation. But yeah, I mean, there's William Shatner, who's the original Captain Kirk.
That's what I grew up with, is the original Star Trek.
My son has been watching the original Star Trek. It's on like some cable access channel. Yeah, and for whatever reason, he saw an episode and he's like, what is this amazing show? And I'm like, are you kidding me? And now it's like 7 o'clock comes and he wants to watch Star Trek. Like, that's like his motivation for getting dinner done or whatever.
And it's the Patrick Stewart one?
No, it's the old school, like William Shatner, bad, just terrible sets.
Terrible
horrible,
everything.
Yeah, no, horrible acting.
It was still good, though.
Well, it was good. But I mean, in this day and age, I guess he is, what, 8? So
yes, but it's funny. We finally showed him the part of an episode of The Next Generation, and he was all like, that's not the Enterprise.
Yeah, there was a simplicity of the original.
Yes.
I mean, sure, maybe the special effects wasn't there, but the
story.
They were tight little scripts, tight little stories that worked.
Yeah.
What's great is now all the actors that got small parts on the original Star Trek, and now you see these actors, you're like, oh, that guy ended up being a big deal. I mean, I can't think of any names off the top of my head, but you're watching the series and somebody is, you know, whatever alien is in that one-off. And you're like, oh, that guy ended up going on to making like a movie career. So it's interesting, all the actors that they used. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend made the mistake of vacationing in Bali. They got caught in that big earthquake. Everybody's okay, but Chrissy Teigen was live tweeting during it. Apparently she was naked.
When it happened?
Yes.
When the earthquake happened?
She was tweeting, I'm naked, I'm naked, I'm naked, like a naked zombie.
Remember, that's the story that they tell, like, in San Francisco or places on the West Coast, sometimes when there was a big shaker, they're so trained to run out of your house.
That sometimes you'll be naked and you're not...
Yeah, if it's the middle of the night,
I guess
you stand in front of your house in your underwear.
Oh, you don't want to see that with me. No way.
Come on now.
Do your arms jiggle?
Yeah, my arms jiggle wiggle. I hate you.
No fair.
I told him that Wylene filmed us when we're on stage introducing Sir Mix-a-Lot, and I noticed when I kicked my arm up, I had a little jiggly in the arm. It was flabby.
And she
he had bat wings.
No,
she saw his own bat wings.
She didn't see it. I didn't. No, she didn't.
I didn't know. She
I
was
saw
like,
it.
It did.
And I saw
like, no.
it. And I was like, oh.
Time to talk to your trainer. We're going to need to. We're going to quit skipping arm day. Party's got bat wings.
Yeah, it just. It did the flap. I was.
This bird's ready to
fly. I was appalled. I was like, oh my Lord. But yeah, that's a moment in time.
I didn't know you had bat wings. I think you're being too hard.
I think I am too. Damn it.
Channel 94.1.
This is the one and only
The Big Party Morning Show.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.